This week's parsha, we have the Chet of Mei Meriva, a very difficult parsha, and it's very unclear what exactly was the Aveira of Moshe Rabbeinu, The Ramban says, "Hachet b'Moshe v'Aaron b'Meiri v'Eino misparosim b'kos." Not clear. Says Eli, a man can be very. He gets a strong mustard rush, and he's not clear. What is the Aveira? Very, very unclear. And that's why there's so many different opinions. All the Mefarshim have different opinions. The Yerucham HaKadosh brings 10 different pshatim, probably about 20, 30 pshatim. It's mamish, the most puzzling a parsha in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a nest, water comes out of the rock, and then he's given a very severe punishment. So Rashi says, Rashi's pshat is that he was supposed to have spoken to the rock and he hit the rock. So Rashi says, and that was a Moshe Rabbeinu Madrega, that was a big Aveira. She'ilu dibata mal ha'sela v'hoitzi meima, hoitzi shemekadish le'eno eida v'omrim, ma'sela zeh she'eno medaba. Ve'eino shemeya, ve'eino tzorich, a panosim, a kind dibur shemok, kavachoyma anu. Had you spoken to the rock and not hit, we're going to gavaldig a kiddush Hashem. People would say, look at this, even a rock, which took no seichel and no, and doesn't yet a panosim, it listens to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That would be a lesson, we should also listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Gevaldig. That would be gevaldig if you would have spoken to the rock. The Mela, but he didn't speak to the rock. Mela, so very, very, an Aveira. Actually, they say a lot of chet, a lot of missing. Chatoi, it wasn't Aveira. Whatever pshat you say, it doesn't mean we call it Aveira. It means a chet, something missing, was a chasorim on Moshe Rabbeinu's elevated madrig. That's called an Aveira. So Ramban has a very push the cash on this. But as he says, the Aveira was, he hit the rock instead of speaking. Freit Ramban Akasha. Yeah, his kasha, one of his kashas is. Hakel Shova Eitzlasela. Ein Hanes Godel Bedibo Yosem Hakor. Freit Ramban, for a rock, which anyway can't hear and can't understand, the Ness is no bigger if you talk to the rock than you speak to the rock. Then you hate it. Ki hakel shava eis lasan. Everything's equal. May, what's the time? So the pshat in Rashi is, avada is a murdik, a Ness, a kiddush Hashem, it's mamush, the mamadech hateva. Everyone gets a very big chizuk in emunah if you see Moshe Rabbeinu tells a rock to give water, and he hits the rock with his stick, and the water comes out. Oh, but to take a lesson from there, just like the rock listens to Ribbono Shel Olam, we should also listen to Ribbono Shel Olam. Then there's a little point missing because you gave a hit first. The rock only listened after you got a patch. Even though the mice, there's no difference to the rock. But if we take a limud, for posh human beings, like a child has to be obedient, you have to hit him first. So look at me. The rock is no difference hitting a rock or speaking to a rock. So gvaldig a net. Oh, but when you want to take a lesson from the rock to see even a stone listens to the bones, all the more so we should listen. But maybe there'll be an extra added dimension to the limud had it been by speaking. So then we say, look at that. That was missing. The extra connection. A rock listens even when he's told. About the rocks, there's no difference. The rock is obedient straight away, and now it was a drop less because you had to hit it first. Oh. Now I'll tell you a pshat from the Meshachach, the Merdik. What's the difference, speaking or hitting? So we'll make a little introduction to the Meshachachma. Chazal say, at the time of Matan Torah, Klal Yisroel were Royin es Hanishma, Veshoimin es Hanira. They saw things you normally hear, Roma Sakolas, and things you normally see, they heard. What does it mean? It's obviously the Malah, Masnogasenu. So there's a Pshat Azoi, just a little, the Kalavar Seichel. There are things in life that we see, and things that we hear about. In the Gashmistical world, we see things, yeah? Can see a chair, can see a table, see people sitting here. Everything you can see is reality. You can see things, you know it's there. It's things that you see, it's tangible, it's real, you can see. This is Dvarim HaNirim. There are inyanim in life which are nishma. We hear about them, but we don't see them. That's mostly inyanim of ruchnius, avodas Hashem. We don't see the schar of the mitzvah. We don't see the kedusha of the Torah. We don't see these things. We don't see the chashivas. The main yeshmir abba is mevatel gezeiras ro. Don't see these things. These are nishma. These are things that we hear, we understand, but we don't see it. And because we don't see it, most people's feeling of these things is less than the towards the gashmistic world. As a poshta person, he sees things that he sees in the material world. He sees it. He feels it. Mela. Unless one works on oneself, we tend to be more engrossed in the material world than in the spiritual world. Because the world of Avodas Hashem, Torah, and mitzvahs, schar, oynash, tefillah, all these things are just concepts which we've heard about, but we don't see them, and not everybody feels them yet. And the more one works on themselves to understand it, you get more enthusiastic. That's why most people are more enthusiastic about whatever. Having a nice 5-course meal than they are about learning the Black Gemara, unfortunately. Why? Because it's more spiritual, it needs more understanding, it's not tangible. Yeah. The higher Madrega person is, he has more of a feel for Devorim of Ruchnius. Yeah. But he once heard a tape, still ringing in my ears, or of Eli Lapion. One tape I heard from Eli Lapion, and he's saying Yiddish what he said, he had a very, very powerful. I say, Ross, I heard in Yiddish, what he said, I'll translate it. Very Latin, very, very powerful about Musa. He said, Ross, that's right. Adi muskolois und die murgoshois kämpfen sich. Während die murgoshois avada gewinnen. Weil das fehlte und das fehlte nicht. Very Latin, I seen after that was one of his main yesoides in Musa. Die muskolois und die murgoshois kämpfen sich. What does that mean? Muskolois means in yanim of seichel. Muskel, seichel. Seichel tells you, Bal Seichel, Torah, Tefillah, Machapis, Atachis mit dem Leben. Murgosha is the things that you feel. Hergish, yeah? Murgosha, Geschmacke Sachen. Essen, Schlupfen, alle meine Sachen. So that the Murgoshas und the Muskolas kämpfen sich. It's a fight going on. A mensch knows I really ought to be spending my time avoid Hashem, aber andere Geschmacke Sachen. So that the Murgoshas wollen gewinnen. Why? Das fühlt er nicht. Er fühlt das. That was his big avoid. He don't feel anything. Is a person high madrega to work on oneself to feel something in feel a person davening psukim zimra tefillah. If you have kavani, you feel something. Person learns the sheer gemara, you should feel a person north from a swallow from the gemara. It's muskolos, or we can make one can work on oneself. Should become murgoshes, yeah. Person be a shia and he's very distracted. He's facholim. He doesn't feel it, yeah. If a person involved in enjoying, someone's doing it very enjoyable, he's fully focused. His mind doesn't wander. If he's listening to a shia, if he doesn't understand what's going on, and he doesn't understand the chashivas of the Torah, his mind will wander. Why? I've had a seichel. I feel this nicht, yeah. It does his muskolos and mulgoshes up. It does his avoider to make the inyanim ruchniim, which are only dvarim shel seichel, should be more real, more mugoshes. And the highest madreig of all, lemal medech ateva, royim es hanishma. Things that are normally heard, so mamash see it. Is he see it? It's mamash real. Is the yidin b'shas matan Torah came to madreig of royim es hakoilos, the koil Hashem, the commandment of the Ribbono shel Olam was mamash. They saw it with their own eyes. They saw it. This is mamash mamushus. Meila. Avada. If we see this image, we call it an avera. A person would see it. He wants to steal. He didn't know. Steak and toilet. He sees loy sigs oil. Loy sigs oil is mamushus. Yeah. It is in the shayach. Is the Klai Yisrael Nachan Torah came to Madrega of Royim Es HaNishma. In Yonim, which are normally just understood, with a seichel, they reached such a high madrega of ruchnius, their mamash could see it. Oh, as Agav, once the Baal Musa say, it goes together with shoymin es hanira. Things you normally see become shmir. Meaning, a person on the madrega, to be on the madrega, to reach such a high level, that in yonim ruchnium are mamash tangible, real, That means Raya Fanishma has to be Shayman Tanira. Things you normally see, the Moshul, table, chairs, food, should just be Nishma, just a bit more distant. If it goes together. If a person's engrossed in all the material pleasures of the world, he's Shaku in the Mazer, so his main thing is the things that he can see, the things that he enjoys now. All his tanuge le mazeh. Memele ruchis the kazachin are more distant. I've heard there's a good thing to learn about Gemara. Chagayat has to get to daven mit kavon. It's all things he's heard, but it's not real. He doesn't see. He doesn't feel it. To reach a madrega of roim es hanishma, things that you normally hear should be like you're seeing them. Meaning in yonim of ruchnius should be mamush tangible and real. Yeah. They say when the Chofetz Chaim spoke about mitzvahs and aveiros, because ain't galayin, the Chofetz Chaim, an aveira is fire. The Chofetz Chaim, the greatest bala madrega, everything in the Torah was mamash life. To reach that madrega has to be also shoymin as hanira. Things that you normally see, things you normally see a bit more. Yeah. To eating and tanuga im hazeh a bit more distant. Only shem meaning if the shtayim with the seichel, you've got to eat and drink and sleep panosa. All the olim hazeh dikazachen should be slightly less tangible, slightly less important. Memela, slightly less enthusiasm. So the less emphasis and the less enthusiasm and the less excitement there is for in yonifin mazeh, which like bless brayer and daftan di zachen, that will make the things of ruchnius will be more real and more tangible and more and mer simcha zachayim for the voice of Hashem. So in meshach chochma, that was that's a mal of a sukkah saying amen. Every person to work towards the ruchni should be more tangible. But actually, to see it doesn't answer that. That's bad. We can't reach that madrega. But that's the me'en that madrega is everything in ruchnius. Try and work on oneself. The ruchni should be more real and more choshev and more enthusiasm. So the meshachach merdik that by May Mariva. Meshachach, I'm going to say something. By May Mariva, the Ribbono Shlom wanted to make a chazora before they went out to Yisrael, a repeat of Mamet HaSidai. The main Mariva, when the Eden gathered to see the water from the rock, it was meant to be a chazora, a reminder of Mamet HaSidai. And the Mamet HaSidai was Royim Es HaNishma. The idea was, Moshe Ben should speak to the rock, V'dibatem al HaSela Le'enehem. With their eyes, Modi. They were going to see the dibber, whatever that means. The idea was, ideally, Moshe Ben should have spoken to the rock, and the Yidim will reach Madrega when they see the Dvash Shem is so real, no hitting involved. Poshut, the boy Shem says something, it's Mamash Hava Moshes. The Dibatem ala Sala Leineim was meant to be the dibber for the eyes, meaning they would see the dibber. That was meant to happen. Mele, if he hit the rock, he's under the Ganson. That was a chesed. They were missing this madrega. And he says that Moshe Rabbeinu is meant to be mechin the chush haria. They had to get there ready. Episode and the mean ria meant to have a spiritual ria ruchnis the geogen to see. And the ma'isa, he said you missed it. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he said Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his toys, what did he say? Because he was saying Shimon HaMoyim, he got a bit angry. Mele, it wasn't the matzav because of the cast and the whole behola. That didn't happen. Mele, this is a that was missing. Oh, don't know. Yeah, don't know. Can't answer the cash machine at this point. Now the obvious kasha on this, besides the Ramban's kasha. There's no difference to a rock if you hit or you talk. There's another kasha, it's been asked already, why did he have a matter? Barath that kasha as well. If we say he's meant to speak to the rock, what is the point of the stick? Barath that kasha as well. Kime'acha she'tzivu kachas ha'mata, yesh b'mashma she'yakaboy. V'ilu hoi retzoynoi b'dibu b'vad, ma ha'mata d'abiyodoy. Fred Ramban, it should be self-understood. If you take a stick, the stick is for hitting the rock. As in Mitzrayim, all the moifsim were done with a matter. So it's very trutzim. One teretz, when the Kiyoka says, interesting thing, this wasn't the normal stick they did the moifsim. Had this been Moshe Benu's stick, which he used for moifsim, Then it's a big time. L'chol, it's self-understood. He's meant Hivra. Says the Kliyaka, this was a different stick. He brings the Mechis Kuni. He says here, Loshen. Yeah. Took the door. Stop printing this chumash. The answer he sent this to me means this was the matter lifnei Hashem. So that he took the matter. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu's stick lifnei Hashem? Okay. So it says, look at the murder from the Chizkuni. This wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's stick, which he usually used for the Mofsim. This was the stick of Aaron that grew the almonds that had been placed in the Kodesh Kedoshim in Mordek. Mamela, this stick is not for this stick is 2 points. First of all, he says, Poshut, to show you that water, a dry stick can produce, so it's a demonstration of the inyan of a moifus, Hashem can make water from nowhere, or rather this stick, a dry stick, produce flowers. Another point is, the ois livnei meri, this stick is a sign to remind people who are rebellious. Shimun amoirim, Mamela, this stick will just remind people, you're bare machloikas. Look what happens. First, look what happens to the man of Machlokes. And second of all, you see the boys can make water come to Chosh. It's no raya. If it's a stick which is used for all the Mosim, Freit Ramban Gevaldig, or Mitzrayim, or Moshe Rabbeinu's stick is well known, it's used to do Mosim. So if Hashem says, take the stick, it should be self-understood without being told the stick has hit the rock. Teretz says that it wasn't the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu for Moifsin. It was the stick that had been the Kodesh Kedoshim to remind people not to make machlokes. And it was a stick which had grown almonds from nowhere. So this is Mamish Moisinian to show you, think of a rock can't give water. How did this stick grow almonds? Yeah. Agav, nice chat, says almonds. There's a few places in Gemara, Vice says there's two types of almonds. The Shkedim Hamorim, and Shkedim Mesukim, yeah? It's brought in Mishneh Masras. And some Shkedim, it's brought in Rabbi Hilchot Chai B'Masras, it's brought in Hilchot Brachas. Some Shkedim start off bitter, and then they're not royal achila, and they end off sweet. And other almonds start off sweet, end off bitter. It doesn't limit for a Baal Machlokas. You're involved in Machlokas. If you start off bitter, just Gishmak, yeah, it gives me Bizyonos, getting insults. I want to answer back. I want to prove my point. If you hold yourself back, boil and piv, it'll be like geschmack himself. Somebody wants to get in and kirch and litzochen, he wants to be geschmack, yener einzogen, to get the chreis, to put him in his place. I want to arm him in the end will be the machleik. I'll end up being bitter. Meila, that's how this is been reshkeid, it's a simon, ba machleik, it's kedai to put it with some bezoinus, so yener meila is gerecht, Then it'll be mosik. This is the shkedim which grew on the stick of Aaron, and that was the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu taught me. That was it. It was just a sign to show you, don't make machlokes. 2 points. First of all, don't make machlokes. And second of all, take a lesson from this stick that almonds can grow on a dry stick. Similarly, water can come out of a rock, and the stick was just there as a reminder. It wasn't there to hit the rock. One pshat. Another pshat, the Purim Yofa state. The stick is the Pshat Hazoi. Avada wasn't definitely meant to speak to the rock. It was meant to speak to the rock. There's a lot of poem in the office, Murdik, Yisad. So others Sfarim also say this, Yisad. A Ness, which is involved, a Maisa, is a slightly less Ness. A bit of Teva is involved. Whenever Ness involves a Gashmizga Maisa, it's Lermud. The highest Madrega of Ness is Lermal and Medecha Teva in Gansom. So 40 years earlier, when they had water the first time, because Miriam, he was told to hit the rock. The Eden's Madrega was, you get water. I've had a murder and miracle in Ganson Supernat, no other explanation other than the Rebonshim was Geyser. Oh, but there's a drop of Gashmis involved, you hit the rock. 40 years later, the Eden higher Madrega, than a Madrega where there can be Zerch the wall with a Dibbo. Is Dibbo is called a Ruchnius. Mela, Avadar and Bansgur, there's no difference when it's for the rock, whether you hit or speak. Of the Maisa's Dwazar Yisod, a Ness, which involves a tiviistic action, a human action, a physical action, when a physical action is done together with a miracle, That means the miracle is not totally, totally supernatural. There's a mashu of gashmius, of teva involved. Yeah? Mash ein kein, speaking is mamash kuleruchni, is a Bosham says to the seller, somebody say, share the word, not some main. There's a pressure to say, but not some main. These words, not some main. But say some words. Is Moshe Benus Dibur, Shchinem at the Baisfer growing. That's mamash. Highest Madriga possible. Highest Madriga possible is that the wall's going out hitting. So the Ponim Yofa is, but the Eden have to be on that Madriga. To be Zoicha, to have the water without hitting, they have to be. But Hakabadish Shemaim, Chosmir Shemaim, up to them. So he took the stick with, in case they won't be on Madriga. He's meant to find out. If on the Gohoicha Madrega, and obviously Madrega, but if the Madrega B'tochel is so stark, the Mamish Mamim, the Munishleim, and the Kerchel Bereshleim, they'll be Zoicha to water without hitting. A lower Madrega, he'll have to hit it. Made it. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hamina Sarah said, 'Noitz lechem moyim,' they had a question. Do you think we can out water from this cell without doing anything?" And they didn't answer. Moshe Rabbeinu understood, not on Madrega. Mainly, that was it. But again, by so the cast, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be blamed for that point, maybe because he says he didn't ask. The morning says you have to ask Erev Shabbos. Isartem, Iravtem, Hadlikos Aneb. You have to ask it gently. If you ask it in a rough way, it might won't work. If you ask someone a question, the way you ask the question can sometimes affect how the person reacts. Says the point he offers, Moshe Rabbeinu had a hint of anger. It wasn't said the right way. It didn't get the right response. Meila, the Madrega went down. They weren't able to say, we're mamash convinced, but b'tochen gomor, to be zoicha to water. Right? So Meila, learned it, had to hit the rock. Oh. What? Oh, well, plenty of other pshotim. What was the fact? I haven't seen that part. I've just seen. They only use the chizkuni about the stick. I haven't been through every single rishon how he learns the chet. Just borrowed that one. Yeah, cut the stick. Well, there's plenty of other pshotim, Chris. Pardon? Yeah, I don't know. There's all pshotim. I don't know. Yeah, spoiled for choice, by the way, could be. Plenty of anything to do with the stick, yeah? I don't know. I haven't seen anything. I only saw the Kinach stick. Yeah, I'm mud. Mazin mud or Amos, what's to do? And then the Beyovs carries on along this derech also, Madrega B'tochen. Same idea. The higher Madrega B'tochen is over the beginning. So it's like this. They were told to bring out water for the aid and the animals. So the point of the officers right, was meant to be just enough water for the people and the animals. And it was meant to be, says a chiddush, every day that amount of water. Similar to the mon, which came every day as much as you need. Now the mon was a lesson in B'tochen. What's the B'tochen? Don't leave over. And have bitochen, you get as much as you need, you don't need to start putting anything away. That's why there was Isli over the mom. Similarly here, the water, they were meant to Madrega to trust Hashem is enough. So at the point we offer is Merodic. Imagine you're told enough water for the people and for the animals. But the people are thirsty here. People are thirsty, they say, well, I might not have enough. So the point we offer is, people on a high Madrega bitochen, we believe Moshe Ben. Other people might decide, I can't give my animals. I need to keep myself. I'm not sure. First of all, it may not be enough. And he says, particularly those people who didn't happen to have animals, they would say, what do you mean? Don't take, we need it. They were thirsty. Water came out, and originally it was meant to be, but Simpson, the burden said, this water will be enough for the people and the animals. But inevitably, people are not on a high Madrega will start saying, I don't know, I can't give the animals, I need it for myself. They'll start trying to conserving water. It's to conserve water. Is a lack of betochen, yeah? Not nowadays, if they say there's a drought, host pipe ban, you have to listen to what you're told to do. But Befim Madrega, down Midbar, to start conserving water and worrying about what you're going to have is a lack of betochen. The Mela, they were meant to say, will there be enough water? And the Maisa, and the Moshe waited to see what would they do. The Maisa, they weren't on the Madrega, and what happened was, it was Mayim Rabim, a lot, to be able to see, they shouldn't be worried about this. The Mon was Betimtum. And everyone knew, don't conserve, you're not for the water. Oh, they weren't the Madrega, a lot of water came out, and Taki wasn't the same Madrega anymore. The concern, they might start of saving water, not giving the animals. Oh. In that Meshachach, Mekach, it's also Madayek, the Chilik, it says Rabbim, and first it doesn't say Rabbim. First time. So the Meshachach Merdekezach. Birchas Hashem, when a Bershing is a Brocha, it's in the Eichus and not in the kamus. Meaning, when a bracha comes direct from the Ribono Shel Olam, we don't always see the large amount. There's a madrega of oichel kima umisborach b'meyav. A small amount can make you satisfied, yeah? We find by Shvius, the positive by Shvius, if you'll say, v'chisoymru manoichal b'shana Shvius, not enough produce, I get a bracha. Freaks the kasha. The Ribono Shel Olam promised you there'll be extra tefuah in the 6th year to last 2 or 3 years. So why are people saying we're short of tefuah? So one of the truths of it, and also Kliyokis, the Ribono Shel Olam gives a bracha, you won't see more tefuah. The same amount of tefuah will grow in the 6th year, but the Ribono Shel Olam promises you this tefuah will last longer. How will it last longer? The same amount. The Birchas Hashem is in the Eichus. In the quality, it lasts longer, and not in the cabin. I want to know, meaning, you say, well, I haven't got enough. I'm not on Madrega to have a nest. I want to see the physical increase. So on a lower Madrega is, Hashem sends you a brocha, you don't trust me, I'll give you more in the camus. Of the highest Madrega is, a small amount will last longer. So the Mesh Chachma Meiradik, the original plan was, had there been a Kiddush Hashem, had Moshe Rabbeinu done exactly what he's supposed to do, had there been a Kiddush Hashem, the highest Madrega, it says, the Yetzu Mayim, doesn't say Rabbim. Oh, and he says also in Beshalach also, does not say Rabbim, not a lot of water, a small amount of water. V'Hishkisu as aid of Es Be'iram, and later it says, hey, the U'Be'iram. So look at that. Es Ha'eda, the Es Be'iram. There's a word between the people and the animals. Esoeda, the congregation, and the animals. The thought is, there's a difference how a human being drinks, how an animal drinks. A man is meant to eat the Shem Shemayim. And the highest Madrega is, first of all, it's a small amount, and it lasts longer, meaning it's kula ruchnis. And also, the way they drink the water, they drink a behachrof more and more with a kavana, not like an animal drinks water. Human beings and animals have a few things in common. One, they both need water. Or by a mensch, he drinks water like an Eved Hashem. The maskana lo madrega, mayim rabim. Rabim is a chesoron already, it's not a maila. Mayim rabim is a simon. They weren't on the madrega to have the nest in the eichus, in the court. It had to be more. If I taste it, ubi'iram, the S is missing, meaning there was in the first madrega, there was similar to animals, meaning the drinking was just to quench the thirst. Had there been a higher madrega, it goes together. Had there been a higher madrega and a small amount of water, they would have realized, how's this water going to quench my thirst? This is mamash kula min hashamayim. So when they drink the water, they're not drinking via the hema. I'm drinking water given to me by the Ribono Shel Olam. If the Ribono Shel Olam gave you water, what for? To quench it. The Meila, the Shulchan Aruch, everything you do is everything you do, eating and drinking, all Shem Shemayim, yeah? Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tam, have cold kavanas, one Shem Shemayim. Even eating and drinking, you're meant to eat and drink to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. High Madrega. Even Devarim Gashmi, a person does, which he has to do, the idea of Madrega is, everything you do is the Shem Hashem.
Yeah. Kol kavanas, one Shemayim. Everything
is Shem Shemayim. So it's a madrega. An animal drinks water to quench the thirst. A yid drinks water to be able to have courage to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. It does a high madrega. Meir is there at the beginning when it's meant to be a small amount of water. Does his birchas Hashem. And the highest madrega of Kiddush Hashem is Esed v'Esbiram. And later, Ubiram Stam wasn't the same. It was just a lot of water, which is a rare word to madrega. And the second thing was Ubiram. There was more, I'm not saying the mouse, I don't want to say they drank like behemoths. Oh, but the S was missing in a grisser way. They were more similar to behemoths than would have been. Had they been a highest madrega, they'd be mamish, completely different, right? There's two other pshatim Ramban brings. One pshat he says, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shimuna Hamoirim. Shimuna Hamoirim is a disrespectful, call cows for Moirim, rebellious people. Oh. Another pshat he brings is, also very big chiddush, Haminasera Zeh Noitzi. They use the word Noitzi, it sounds like we're going to bring out the water. I don't have a pillow, why should I think that? They bring a pshat. Who says this pshat? Noitzi, that was the time that. And that's the man he agrees with, I think, yeah? I think that's not, Ramban holds that pshat. Hakorev Yer Ben Chananu, Noitzi Lechem Moyim, V'roi Sheyema, Yoitzi Hashem Lechem Moyim. I mean, can we bring out water? So Moshe Ben Madrega, so Shtikal Aveir, it makes that he's doing it himself. So what's the pshat? Is that a tain of Moshe Ben? So Chsaf Soifa says it. Chsaf Soifa says, what's the tain of Moilim? Of course they were rebels. They were rebellious people. And the Moshe Ben himself in Devarim says, Mamrim or Yisim, he also knows the Musa Drosh, yeah? If he says, criticized for saying Shimon HaMoirim, he himself says, Mamrim or Yisim. Maybe what's the tain of? So Chsaf Soifa, Moed Kazakh. You say, Noitzlechemoyim. Is anything wrong to say, Haminaseles and Noitzlechemoyim? Can we bring out water from this rock? So the Ramban, from Ben Chananu, people may misinterpret if you're doing it yourself. Chudish Gazach, yeah? Is that a time? Do anyone think Moshe Ben does things himself? The answer is, you can get people who misinterpret things. Now listen to this, very interesting. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which says, the idea of someone says something, it's perfectly right, but there are people who are people looking for anything to make anything to have tainers, and the people, as we'll soon see, people are prepared to go off Yiddishkeit because someone said something, shoyt rai, you're obgefreit. It's a Mishnah. Avtalian Mishnah, Chachomim is ibad reichem, Shema tachayvu chayvus golos, the sigla mokam maim haroim, the yishtu at hamidim ba machreichem yamusu. You call it Chil Hashem. You go to a mock and mine. Bad water means bad people. So the bad tenur pshat hazoi. Shemai v'avta. There was an Antignish Shtoichai said, don't serve the Ribbono Shleilem for schar. You should serve the Ribbono Shleilem not for schar. That's quite a good thing to say. But there were people who heard this. Who were they? Tzodok and Baisus. And they were looking for anything to find a text. There's no schar. Obviously, it means Allah's. In the Ikri Emunah, it's not Oynish. Or the person should serve the Ribbono. You're supposed to be the highest Madrega is. You should consider it a privilege, a grace of schutz, kemach a mitzvah. You shouldn't do mitzvahs for the schar. But they said, there's no schar. And they went off the derech of Yiddishkeit. And they became the tzedokim and the basusim. All because he said this thing, don't serve the Ribbono from the schar. Which is a good thing to say. If you're speaking to good people, the Erech Eden. That's what Mishtaka says. The Medica Mishnah, Temer to Chayvachav is Golos, the Siglam of Mamaroy. In God, other place, if you're amongst Erech Eden, you can say what you're supposed to say, and people have a chizuk, and it's a good thing to say. Oh, but amongst people, if the people you're speaking to are of questionable integrity, especially if you're Chayvach, there might be people who want to look for a Teretz to make trouble, Teretz to start freaking up the Torah, extra careful what you say. Even some which you normally say, don't say if there's people there who might misinterpret it. So the Chsav Sofer Modik, connecting the two pshatim here. Haminasela zeh, noitzi lechem moyim. It's quite an order to say that. Okay, it's something the Muslim. You think I can do it? You think we can bring out water? Rashi means, you think I do it without Hashem telling me? Rashi means a pshat. Do you think we can bring out any rock? That's the one of the pshatim was, they weren't sure which rock it was. Say, what's the difference? No. Do you think we can bring out water without Hashem? Of course we can't. We need the bones to help us, yeah? Do you think we can do it on our own? Abba Maisa used the word noitzi. Do you think, can we bring out water? So if you're speaking to people in a high madrega, it's all right. But if there's people there who are looking to make trouble, they may chap you on the bar. Noitzi, can we bring out? You're doing it yourself. It's Moshe Beinu's kaya. So it's a modik. Moshe Beinu said, Shimon HaMoirim. So he himself is admitting these people are rebellious people. The male is not saying Noitzi Lechem Moyim, Murdik. What? Go see the two problems. Shimon HaMoirim himself is not a taina. Because Shimon HaMoirim is not in the Musa Drosha. But if he says Shimon HaMoirim, so Moshe Beinu alone is Moida. There are people here who are rebellious people. There are people here who are looking to question emunah and to find excuses to deny Hashem's koyach. But Meila, if he says Shimon HaMoirim, then he's not supposed to say Noitzi Lechem Moyim. Because these people, to say Noitzi Lechem Moyim could be misconstrued. But that's the two problems go together. That's half safe, yeah. Okay, a few minutes left. I want to point the Meshe Chachma. So we said 2 points. Meshe Chachma said about the idea of Hashem Shemayim, not to drink like an animal, to work on oneself, that you should be more Even your gas mistaker thing should be Lashon Shemayim. The other point he said was, a small amount. Because we don't see this nowadays, a small amount is Masbiya. A Maisa, the Shaila, what would be the Maisa? If a small amount of food, like the Mesh Chachma said, was meant to be, wasn't meant to be Ma'im Rabim, like a drop of water, and these would be sat. What would be the din if a person satisfied with a tiny amount of food? Does he have to bench or not? Very interesting, yeah? So there is a Chassam Soif in the Tshuva, like it says, they're talking about the Kohenim got a small amount of lechem upon him, is Mashriya? As mitzachila, if a person sat on a small amount, that is called achila. The meila, yeah. The birchas Hashem is in the eichas, not in the kamas. Yeah, yeah. And this is got the shaychas with the shailin birchas birchas hamozain. It says you have to eat b'chadei akazayis b'chadeches pras. If you're eating, you get a mic. Someone makes a moitz, has a little corner of bread, and then right in the course of the meal, has one slice of bread. But he has it every 10 minutes, a bit more. So he's had a piece of bread, but he's a big mixture, he can't bench, man. He's benching, yeah. It's not very much, because how much it is, you have to have it straight away, yeah. It's not a chiyuv to have it straight away, it's advisable to have it straight away to avoid shayla. But make it didn't play, sometimes when we have a kazayas. But if it's spread out, more gets back, he's going to chiyuv. Oh, you haven't eaten yet. Could be also the other food in the meal also needs a brocha. Is that for the food? The whole reason why the food in the meal doesn't need a brocha, because a sudas lechem, may not be called a sudas lechem. Oh, moving to the Prima Godin, this halacha, you have to have a chias pras, applies, you have to have a kazayas, or a few kazayasim. But if you reach the shear of sphere, you don't need a chias pras. If overall the chidish, yeah, so a kasha, why should that be? May you have to make a machal to a savata. Yeah, it's the Bugam and the Stod, Efshechais. Normally, if it can be a matter, a person reaches sphere without a chil, yeah? So the first moshe we said was less than a kazayas. That's like a. Le ma'amidach ha'teva. This is not with the message. That's the bichas Hashem. As if you ochim is bach v'meyav. But here's a moshul which more negated to us. The person's had a sphere without nachila because they're eating spaced out. So you don't have the kazayas, yeah? Ochim means a half a kazayas fills you up. That's not normal now. That's a nes golui. A person could have a few kazayas in the bread, spit out over time, and he's full up, but he's not had nachila. In all dinei Torah, eating, which is spread out more than everyone knows by matzah, you've got 4 minutes. Every meal applies, yeah? Everyone knows matzah, we're busy, what's the sheikh? So they get every single meal you have is negeya. It's not so common because bread's easier. Not so hard to eat bread in 4 minutes, a piece of bread anyway. So if this is anything severe, and then the Prima Godin wants to say, could be you've got a chiyuv b'chatas hamazon because the matzah of severe, yeah? And this is not the special nest, but yeah? The other came as a nest. This is what can happen. Maybe it's like a sheikh, as he says, it's severe, it's a chid, it's a matzah, the person's full up. Oh, that's because he's had enough food. Mashenkin, and that's, yeah, tis b'derech ha'teva, but in Lomda it's not called a chila. Oh, but in the Meim Riva, according to the Meshach Chachma, the end was Ma'im Rabim. Oh, but the idea would have been, Mamush, the Ma'im b'derech ha'teva, the Gamri, a small amount of water, and the yidin would be in surveya because it's a simon for a ruchni stick of drinking, which is the bunch makes surveya from a small amount.